AM 1150's Business Spotlight. Good morning, I'm Tim Wahlberg. And on today's show, we're talking concrete. We're talking cement. It shapes our roads, buildings, and cities. And if you're a homeowner, you likely have it somewhere on your property. Your driveway, walkways, stairs, patio, and pool decks, maybe. Well, when was the last time you really looked at your concrete? The cracks, chipping, a little bit of flaking starting to go on, the stains, the finish, the color. In studio today is Harold Spring. He's the owner of the Cement Store in Okanagan Concrete. Experts in the field of concrete, concrete products, decorative concrete, and concrete sealers. Thanks for coming in today, Harold.
It's a pleasure to have me in today. Thank you very much, Tim.
Great to see you again. Before we get to all those issues we just mentioned that people deal with their concrete, and they look at it and they step on it every day and they walk by and they kind of look the other way because they don't want to think about it. Before we get to those fixes, because you've got fixes for all those problems.
We do.
Let's talk about a little bit about you. You've been in the business, in the concrete business, for well over 35 years.
I have. Yes, I have. Yeah.
Where did it start for you, and why did you get into it?
Well, I got into it. I was in a rental shop in Burnaby, renting out equipment and everything, and the finishers kept coming in and asking me. We were doing stamped concrete. They were doing exposed aggregate, and they were renting the equipment for it. And they said, why don't you have the supplies for it? So my boss said, hey, you know what? Maybe we can sell some of the supplies. Harold, you bring them in. You learn it. So I got my face into it, and I learned about colors and oxides and sealers and all of that sort of thing. Because most of my customers, the owner of the company would say, I've got three people sitting in my truck that if I can pick up say a pressure washer, then I got to send them to another place down the road, and I'm paying them all this time. Why don't you guys have the product? So that's how I started.
So you became the master of concrete, stamped concrete. Back in the 80s, it was really, really popular, and now it's popular again.
It's getting, and it rides with the way the concrete industry goes, or the construction industry goes. So building, as the homes get more up in price range, mm-hmm. then of course, stamped concrete. Or if it goes down, then they're back to just plain flat work.
It's beautiful around pool decks, sidewalks. It really can elevate the value of your home when people walk up to it. It's one of those other things that we will notice when it looks amazing, but we kind of ignore it or we don't even want to look at it when we see a cracked driveway. And these are the homes that we purchase, and we just inherit all the concrete that comes with it. It's probably the last thing to do on our rental list.
That's exactly right.
But it sits there, and it's broken, literally. It's broken, and we're living with it all the time. And you see this everywhere, don't you?
Yes, right. And it's like I said, that's the last thing any homeowner looks at. Concrete. What's nothing sexy about that?
Yeah, you've said it. I've watched a couple of videos. If you go to thecementstore.com, thecementstore.ca, either one will get you to the cement store. You'll see. A great line of videos, very educational. It will tell you exactly how your concrete works and what it should be doing and how it can be protected and all the fixes you can do. But I remember watching one of your videos and you say, all concrete cracks. No matter what, all concrete will crack. Why is that?
Well, that's because of the compaction. It's impossible to compact that earth evenly out through your pad. So there's one thing that every contract will give a guarantee on concrete. Is that it's going to crack. Simple guarantee.
But you'll never hear it from them.
You'll never hear it from them. They'll tell you. Yeah. But generally speaking, everybody talks behind the scenes, concrete cracks.
Well, how long should a good job last?
Probably, like I've seen good jobs that have been 25 years. So again, it's a finisher, puts down the stays with the job, finishes it properly. That surface should last for that period of time. Easy.
Some contractors they do it all, which is great, but not necessarily are they concrete experts. So they'll pad it, they'll punch it, they'll put the foundation in, and they'll pour it, but they don't necessarily finish it properly, and that's where it really matters, isn't it?
Exactly, because when you're placing concrete, everybody thinks it's one stop all, but what you have is a forming crew first off that'll do the forming, so forth. Then you have the placing crew, which will place the concrete into that pad or into that form, and then you have the finisher. So you really got three trades there that are all sort of wrapped up in one, and the most important one, of course, is the finisher. That's the guy that's going to put the finishing touches on it, and what type of a job he does or how good of a job he does is going to tell you how long that concrete's going to last.
No matter if it's a regular driveway or it's a stamped or a decorative concrete,
doesn't matter.
Does all concrete need a seal?
All concrete should be sealed.
When in a driveway, if it's done like that, and sometimes these homes nowadays are just built, they're in, they're out, they're on to the next job.
Yep.
Do they get sealed? Do some don't get sealed?
A lot of them don't get sealed because it's one of those items that, here again, people look at the concrete and it's concrete. It's hard as a rock. It shouldn't need maintenance, but it's like painting your house. It needs maintenance. Somewhere down the road, you're going to have to paint your house. Mm-hmm. So take the same attitude. That concrete driveway or pool deck should be sealed. It should have a wear coat on it. Really, that's what the bottom line is.
Right, a wear coat. It's important. And when we talk about paint, you mentioned paint. You got to think of it differently than paint. There's conveniences when we paint. And now, you know, these days we can get the primer and the actual paint and color all in one. It's one step. You don't need four or five different, you know,
right,
jobs to do. They've made it easier on the walls.
Yes.
That's great for walls.
Yeah.
People don't walk on walls. They don't drive on walls. We're talking concrete here.
Yes, you're talking about a surface which you're driving on, you're walking on. So that surface now should have a proper wear coat. And to put a proper wear coat down, should need a primer, which now soaks in and gets a grip. And then you put your wear coats on top of that, that'll stick to that primer.
We shouldn't be looking for that all-in-one magic product.
No, it's got to be two coats. You know, a primer coat and then a wear coat, and then you won't have peeling and all those other problems that come with it, haziness and all that sort of thing.
Well, the cement store and you at Okanagan Concrete, you've really taken this product and this sealer system to the next level.
We have
developed an entire line of sealers, haven't
exactly
you?
We do, yeah. And it's just my passion. I've been in stamp concrete for so many years now, and my passion has been is to give that customer a proper wear coat. They spend lots of money on a stamp job or on an exposed aggregate job, and they look beautiful when they're sealed properly. So we've decided, okay, rather than just throw something on there that's going to maybe work for a few months, we'll put down a proper wear coat that's going to last for years, and this customer can re-emulsify it, reuse it over the period of time. So over the long period of time, it's back to quality again. Do you want a quality product? And I think it should be, because you're spending lots of money on that pad.
Driveway, yeah.
Yeah, so why not put a quality finish on it?
It will help prevent cracks, prevent
yes.
all those chippings, those flaking that you see.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so common that we see it.
Yep.
We have big heat, we've got colds, and concrete
fluctuation,
moves and shifts, and this will help protect it all.
Absolutely.
So when you talk about sealers and especially primers these types of products, I think chemicals. I think heavy duty chemicals.
Yep.
And I don't like chemicals.
No.
I don't like any chemicals anyway. I don't like them in my food. I don't like them in my bed anywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what have you guys done to help that problem?
Well, what we've done is the concrete sealer, what it is, it's a resin from the petroleum industry. It's like a plastic sheet.
Okay.
And when you buy it in a can, it's suspended in a solvent to keep it liquid. So when you open the can and pour it out on your driveway or your patio, the solvents evaporate off and it leaves you that hard sheet.
Okay.
So those solvents now contain different kinds of chemicals. So over the period of time, we found that some of these chemicals that are in there to make those solvents they cause birth defects, they cause cancer. So what we've done is we've taken the next step and we've taken them out of our sealers.
That's amazing.
And the reason we've done it is because the leading force in North America is California. They've got regulations now that keep all of these products out. So we just said, okay, this is what's going to happen eventually in North America, so why not do it now? So what we've done is we've taken all of these bad chemicals out of our concrete sealer where we don't have this problem with birth defects or cancer-causing materials.
We walk on them, we walk around our pools and bare feet, our dogs, our pets, and then they come inside and outside, and so we don't need that.
No, we don't. Our whole family is absorbed with all of these products around. We have enough products in the air and the walls and everything to deal with, so we thought we'll do our little part. Take the chemicals out. Why should they be in there?
Did that take a long time to do? I mean, who did that for you?
Well, we did. I'm not a chemist, but I know some chemists, some really good chemists. And it's there. I told them what we needed. There was their job. We spent like 8 months doing testing on different products to see if it worked as well. When you change the solvents, it changes the makeup of how your sealers are put together.
Okay.
So we've changed. We've gone after solvents that do not have these chemicals in it, and we found the formulas. After a period of time, you just keep working on it. My chemists know what they're doing. They just keep playing with their flasks.
Push the limit. I don't want those in there.
That's right.
Anything else is fine. As long as I don't have those VOCs,
exactly.
You're good.
Exactly. Get rid of the VOCs, because there's VOCs in everything in the world today. So, and I understand that's where the health authorities and the governments are going, is they're trying to eliminate VOCs out of our homes. There's enough VOCs in there anyway. So that's, we've done our part.
Glad to hear that. That's really important. And I think you have to continue to use the system in place to make it the most effective, which is starting with a great primer. And that is absolutely number one, without a doubt, the only way you're ever going to get a finish on there that you're going to be happy with and that will last is starting with a good foundation. And that's where the Blue Label comes in.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it does. It soaks in, it gives a grip into that concrete.
That's the bond. And that's the difference between water-based. Water-based will not bond with this.
Water-based will not bond. It will not bond to each other. So you may get away with one coat, and then after you want to put down a second coat or something, that water-based will just lay on top, and eventually it's going to start flaking off. So what's the point? I mean, you saved a few bucks on that first coat, but that's all you get is one coat.
Yeah.
Now you say, okay, I'll switch to go to a solvent base. Now you got a problem. Now you got to strip that all off. Now you're talking about an expensive situation. Mm. If you've got a stamp job that you spent $20,000 on it, are you just going to let it go? You know, that's the choice you have. So,
but there's a way to fix it.
There's a way to fix it. Yep. Here again, we bring our red label out. We have different. We can identify what the products are down. What products were down on that surface on that stamp job or on an exposed aggregate. And we can look at different ways of eliminating, taking those products off and starting fresh again.
I love this. This is, you know, you're going to start with your primer, but before you know what to go with and before you put that primer down ready for your top coat, your wearable coat, you want to find out. It's your red label is kind of like the concrete doctor. It finds out exactly what's wrong with it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. In a lot of cases, we get calls and people say, okay, I want to reseal my driveway, but they didn't know what was put down there before. They've inherited, like you said before, from someone else, and then they don't know. So we'll identify it for them, what's there and what has to be done to get back to putting a blue label surface down.
It's a really cool product, the red label, because it'll crystal. It acts differently depending on what's been on your concrete.
Exactly, it'll react to water-based sealers. It'll come up gummy and so forth. You'll get it'll react to cheaper sealers, resins that aren't going to stick. It'll tell. We know already by the signs what's there and what has to be done.
So the red label to start to find out how my concrete, the health of my concrete, and find out what's going on.
Yep.
Then the blue label is going to prime. That's going to create that great foundation that's going to hold my finish on.
Terrific.
So as for finishes, I've got a couple of options.
Yes, we have what we call a high gloss or a black label wear coat, which is a standard wear coat. We've also now developed a heavy wear coat, which may be used down the road somewhere. Which is now twice as heavy as your black label. We call it green label. It's a little trickier to put down.
Yeah.
Once the homeowner can do all of these jobs themselves.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they can put the blue label is easy to put down.
Right. It's the primer. Yeah.
It's a primer. It goes down. It actually goes down by itself. You roll it out and it'll go wherever it wants to.
Okay.
So you don't have much say in it. The black label is very similar when you're putting down that second wear coat.
Right.
And in most cases, that's sufficient to get you by the first year. Then it's a judgment call after that. If you notice that there's dull spots in your driveway or your pool deck, that means that part of the sealer's worn out. So now it's time to consider putting another coat down.
Oh, okay.
And then you may want to put down green label, but that's a little trickier to put down. You have to talk to us about that.
Okay, so this is great. The red label will determine... again, what products and what...
Whatever's been down there, yes.
Yeah, and then the blue is the primer, and then you can finish with a black or green. So this is great. I mean, you can maybe come out and help with the red label, or I can do the red label myself
as well.
You
can, just with our instructions. We'll give you instruction sheets. We've got instruction sheets on each one of our products, individual products, because this idea that one product does everything... Mm. It's in this case, that's not true. It doesn't work.
If I don't want to get my hands dirty, will you do everything for me?
Absolutely. We have an installation service that we've set up now that we'll do installed concrete sealers in driveways and patios and pool decks. We can do the whole job or do part of it.
So as for the finishing, you talked about the black label or the green label.
Yes.
And you talked a little bit about a shine.
Right.
When I think shine, I think slip.
Yes.
I think slippery.
Yep.
And that kind of scares me. And if there are people who, I don't want slippery finishes around my pool, how can that be solved?
Okay, we have a problem solver there called Anti-Slip. It's a powder that you add to your concrete sealer.
Okay.
On that last coat, whichever is going to be your last coat, a black label or a green label, you would add the product to it, and it'll take the slipperiness right out of it. Great product around pool decks where you've got a lot of water and a lot of kids running around.
And you mentioned this just before we jumped on the air. This isn't a grit. It's not going to be like gritty and rough on your as a rough finish.
It's like magic stuff. You don't even see it. You can't see it. It doesn't. It might bring your shine a little bit, but you can't tell. But it's amazing. You put your foot on it and everything, and it's got a grip.
It's got a grip.
Yeah, and there's no grit to it. It's still nice and shiny and smooth.
It's like walking on an eraser, just a nice safe. Yep. Secure finish.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's marvelous stuff. Worked really well.
Well, we've got a lot of cement in our world. you're in the right business, Harold Spring. Harold Spring, the cementstore.ca, also from Okanagan Concrete. They're the same. You can go to cementstore.ca or the cementstore.com, Okanagan Concrete. You'll find them all. And we talk about these colors, the blue labels, black, green, red label. Actually, you can punch any of your favorite colors in and you put the label behind it and you'll get to the cementstore.ca either way. We've got more with Harold Spring talking concrete finishing and making your concrete look great and giving it the luster that it deserves and it should have for your home. More with Harold Spring from the Cement Store right after this.